In the 18th century, Nantucket was the energy capital of the world. Ships departed the island, sailing to distant seas, hunting whales for their oil. Today, Nantucket adds another page to the history books as officials unveil a new energy source for the island, a giant battery. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman got a preview of this new storage system, the largest of its kind in New England. And this morning, he follows the technology trail that led to today's historic energy event.
Even in the off-season, the ferry departing Hyannis for Nantucket is nearly full. The high-speed catamaran makes the 26 nautical mile journey through the shallow waters of Nantucket Sound in an hour. Looking out on the open water, you'd never know that buried below the seafloor are two insulated cables thicker than your thigh. They carry the electric lifeblood from Cape Cod that makes modern life on this timeless island possible. The two electric cables come ashore at Galley Beach, not far from the ferry dock. The cables run underground for a mile below the tourist and traffic-clogged streets of the historic district. Out of sight, but very much on John Scripsack's mind.
Just watch your step as you step down. Just stay away. This is all live voltage, so we're going to keep our minimum approach distances adequate.
Scripsack is a project manager with National Grid. He hands out hard hats and safety goggles so we can tour the utility's Candle Street substation.
This is an indoor substation where the two underwater cables that come from Cape Cod, they come into here and they feed the island of Nantucket.
Two transformers hum as electricity from the undersea cables flows through overhead power lines and into the island's grid. So right now, all the electricity is coming in here.
Correct. Everything.
Originally, coal was used to generate electricity for the island, then diesel fuel, until 1996. That's when the first electric undersea cable from the Cape was installed, the second in 2005. The changing technologies kept pace with the island's growth. Now, to keep up with soaring demand, a new electric system is about to be added near Nantucket Memorial Airport. The roar of private and corporate jets is a growing, familiar sound. This is the second busiest airport in Massachusetts. In the summer, Nantucket's population swells from 11,000 year-round residents to over 50,000. Today, the average house sells for $1.7 million.
Oh, that's huge. They're building big houses.
Karen Marsh works at National Grid's headquarters right next to the airport. A lifelong Nantucket resident, Marsh started working as a utility clerk the year the first electric cable from the Cape was installed. She says these days during tourist season, the use of electricity more than doubles.
And, you know, the demand's going up. But I think we do a good job. We'll keep the lights on.
The two existing cables can handle the current load even during the peak summer months, but the future of Nantucket's modern lifestyle hangs largely by those two threads, the undersea extension cords from the Cape. National Grid Project Manager John Scripsack.
So if we lost both cables to the island will go flat.
So when you say flat, you mean flat?
Flat.
Have you ever lost both cables to the island?
We have. There was a storm situation 2 or 3 years ago over the winter, and we lost the supply from Cape Cod, and both cables went flat.
Flat means lights out for Nantucket.
All right, so exiting the office building.
To keep the lights on, National Grid had two aging diesel generators on standby.
They were put in the late 80s. They've reached the end of their lifespan, so it was deemed that we need to replace them to support the contingency on the island.
The rusting just-in-case power supplies have been replaced with a high-tech turbine diesel generator, a day's worth of fuel supply at the ready. Over the next decade, National Grid predicts the demand for electricity on Nantucket will increase 3 times faster than the state average. The utility concluded the island would need a third undersea cable. Problem is, undersea cables don't come cheap. Nantucket residents are still paying off the first two.
Building a third cable, we're talking about roughly about $200 million to do that.
Tyrone Hill is the utility's director of network strategy. He helped devise a more energy-efficient alternative to installing a third undersea cable in the near future, one that costs less than a third the price. High-security fences and cameras protect the new substation. 2 years ago, this area near the airport used to be a dirt path with some trees and brush. Today, it's home to a state-of-the-art battery energy storage system. BESS, for short.
So right now, this is the largest energy storage installation in New England.
BESS is built on a thick concrete pad. The system is heavy. Project manager John Scripsack explains it's made up of lithium-ion batteries, the same chemistry used in your cell phone. For BESS, think cell phone batteries the size of refrigerators.
All right, so what you're looking at here, this is a battery array built by Tesla. It has 234 power packs. Those are the white units that look like they have a mesh grill on them. Those are technically the batteries.
Boy, it looks like something out of 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah, it's pretty modern.
The 234 power packs are lined up in three long rows, stored backup electricity that can be fed onto Nantucket's grid. Again, Tyrone Hill, National Grid's Director of Network Strategy.
And so if we lose one of the cables, we'll use the energy storage as a cleaner alternative to keep the island going. That's the main purpose of it, is resiliency.
If Nantucket went flat or lost a cable, BESS, the Tesla battery array, would kick in first, before the diesel backup. It can provide 8 hours of electricity to about half of the 13,000 homes on the island and can be recharged with the turbine diesel generator or undersea cables when they're up and running. Tyrone Hill says National Grid considered using solar panels, but that wasn't feasible.
The footprint is a limiting factor here. So, yes, you could do solar plus energy storage, but you would need a lot of land in order for us to have the amount of capacity that we need.
BESS buys National Grid time. The utility predicts it won't need to build a third cable for at least 20 years. By then, there should be even better grid-scale batteries.
I think the future of energy storage is bright. We do believe that energy storage can, in many cases, serve as a less costly alternative for customers and be able to help us with that renewable future.
Across New England, there are 24 proposals to build battery storage systems. Total capacity? 500 times Nantucket's BESS. It's likely most of the projects won't get built, but there is no doubt batteries of all shapes and sizes will play a critical role in transforming New England's energy future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.